5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It is the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And I thought we were going to break down, well, a win for the Broncos, for sure, and a crazy weekend in college football. But we get the news about an hour and a half ago, about the Denver Broncos trading away Von Miller to the Los Angeles Rams in exchange for 2 second day draft picks, a second and a third pick, third round pick. We're going to talk about all that. And joining us now, the man, the myth, the legend, radio vet himself, D-Mac on the First Advantage Hotline. My friend, thank you so much. It's always an honor when our paths cross or I can get you on the air with us.
Brady, it's my pleasure. It's great to be on with you. What a day. What a day with Von Miller.
It's a crazy day. I saw your tweet last week after Von talked to the media, maybe on Thursday, talking about maybe not wanting to, you know, I think the question was, hey, do you see yourself on a rebuilding team? Do you want to be there? You tweeted out and said that felt like goodbye. Well, apparently it was.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been around the Broncos for many years, lucky to be on that beat. And when you find athletes near the trade deadline, talk reflectively, meaning a bigger picture than, you know, just the upcoming game. It's a sign. It's a sign they're at least thinking about it. It's not a guarantee, but it's something that's in the wind. And although there are reports that Von was surprised by this, I doubt it, Brady. I highly doubt it, actually. I think they knew that there would be interest. I just didn't think they would pull the trigger, considering the Broncos actually won that game. I thought it was going to be dependent on the Broncos losing the game, but I think it's pretty clear now when you look back to Von's press conference last week, as he was reflecting on things, saying things like, you know, I've won before and these guys haven't. I don't care how I perform. I'm going to voice my opinion no matter what. It was pretty clear now that you look back on it, things weren't all right, and Von was anticipating something could be done, and now something has been done. And, Brady, I think it's a good deal. I think it's sad, but I think it's a good deal.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, D-Mac, second and third round pick. I mean, I didn't even think that the Broncos would be able to get that much, considering where Von is at this stage in his career. Yeah, the first three games, those were great, but we've just kind of seen it over the years, injury last year. So I was kind of pleasantly surprised, but you're right. It is, you know, the fan side in all of us. It's a bummer because, you know, the Broncos have three Super Bowls. One of those is really, you know, due in part to a lot of great play from Von Miller that season. And so, fan-wise, it's a tough day, but if you just want to look at it from the business side of it and going forward, it actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it probably signals the Broncos will be hunting for other deals here in the next 24 hours, as they should be. And why this is a significant step is it is a signal they are in rebuild mode and that we shouldn't take that win over the Washington football team for anything too dramatic. So I think it puts a lot of players on the table, Brady, whoever is unlikely to be back here next year for a contending team, whether that's Kareem Jackson, obviously Kyle Fuller they'd love to get rid of. That's beyond obvious. But even a guy like Tim Patrick or Bryce Callahan, who may now be hurt, you know, you just got to and here's a crazy one. Here's the craziest one. What about Teddy Bridgewater back to the Saints in light of the news that Jameis Winston has a ACL? Because, I mean, seriously, is Teddy Bridgewater going to be the quarterback here next year? And anybody who's not going to be on the roster next year should be talked about here in the next 24 hours. Everybody. So I think it signals something else too, Brady. I think the coaches are safe. I think they survived that. I think if they lost the game yesterday, who knows? But I think they're safe. And the eyes are on the future. And the future likely doesn't include Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur. That likely will be changed as well, but not right away.
Well, and D-Mac, you're seeing Derrick Henry news with Tennessee, Melvin Gordon. I mean, maybe that's a name that makes sense, too. The Teddy Bridgewater thing is interesting as well because, and I know maybe I'm in the minority now, but I feel like I still want to see I still want to really officially close the book on Drew Lock, and maybe this is the time to do it, because I haven't done it yet. I have it closed, but my hand is in the middle of a page, and I want to be able to close it officially. And I dare I say this, I don't know that we've fully seen it, and maybe we have, but that would make sense.
Well, hey, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because it's clear what the coaches think. However, they can be overruled by George Payton. I mean, it's like a scene from Moneyball. Like, you know, you can't play that guy at first base. Why we traded him? I mean, if George Payton decides, and today Vic Fangio said he doesn't have anything to do with the trade deadline, which is remarkable, a coach would even admit that, but I believe it. And, you know, sure, Payton could do that. He could deal Bridgewater. He's not the future. He could force them to play Drew Lock just to see what's up. Don't forget, Drew has another year left on his contract, by the way. So, I mean, you know, you got him, and why not see what else you have? I really don't know what the point is playing Teddy Bridgewater anymore. I mean, what else do you need to know? And I think that's actually a great move. I laugh because I know the coaches don't want to go to Drew Lock. That would have to be forced upon them.
Yeah, I just think that one is so interesting to me because, yes, Teddy's a nice leader. He's had his moments for sure, but you just said it. We kind of know. We know where we are with Teddy, and I think, you know, 4-4 right now, it doesn't feel like 4-4. Why does it feel like 2-6? But it is 4-4. You got Dallas coming up, and if Dak's there, but who knows? You got this Cooper Rush guy. I mean, maybe it doesn't matter. So you're looking forward here, and you're saying, all right, where are the wins? Where are the realistic chances of you being someone the rest of the year? So I'm with you. I feel like more moves probably need to be in store, and you start throwing out guys just to if anything, close the book on them, find out who they truly are, and be done.
Yeah, I mean, you've got replacements at every position, whether you think they're of the highest value or not. It's not like you can't. Javonte Williams is the future at running back, not Melvin Gordon. They have guys like Ojemudia, Easton Bassey, coming back in terms of depth at cornerback. They've got Caden Stearns at safety. You know, they've done a good job stockpiling guys for the future. So anybody on an expiring contract, Brady, is, you know, it's fair game. That being said, I can't blame Broncos fans for being sad today that Von Miller's no longer part of the team. I mean, he's the greatest defensive player ever. He's a slam dunk Hall of Famer, perhaps a first ballot Hall of Famer, a Ring of Famer. I mean, Super Bowl MVP. You know, we absolutely should take some time this afternoon to think about how great Von was in a, you know, up and down period for the Broncos. Half of the time they were great, half the time they were terrible. But at the end of the day, you win a Super Bowl MVP, you're one of the all-timers, no doubt about it.
Where does he rank in your mind, D-Mac? Like you said, you've been covering this Broncos organization so closely for so many years. He didn't beat out John Elway, obviously. But is he two? Is he top five? Is he top ten? Where would you put him on that list?
To me, the greatest Broncos of all time are John Elway, Peyton Manning, and I guess Von Miller. I mean, he's the best defensive player of all time. I don't want to short shrift the Randy Gradishars of the world, that sort of thing, but Von won a Super Bowl MVP. And Peyton is Peyton, and John Elway was, you know, beyond legendary. So I'd actually stick him at number three behind Peyton and John Elway.
It makes sense to me. Hey, if the name of the game is to win Super Bowls and the Broncos have won three, you look at one of those and say, wow, one guy was really responsible for that. Yeah, it was a team effort and all that stuff, but Von made some miraculous plays in that playoff stretch. So, yeah, I wouldn't argue with you if you're going to put him in the top three side of things. D-Mac, about the game yesterday, was that not one of the most bizarre ways to close out a game? I'm thinking, man, if anything, worst case scenario there is you run it three times, and I know that's a bad word to Pat Shurmur, run it three times in a row, but you run it three times, you make them use their timeouts, you punt it deep, and you hope they have 20, 25 seconds left on the clock. But a fumble, which you can't blame the coaches for, you have an incomplete pass, which you can blame the coaches for, and then another fumble that's recovered. So that was had to be one of the weirdest ways to end a game. I mean, Broncos fans were ready to throw up at any moment.
Oh, it was awful. You know, technically, and Coach Fangio was quick to point it out, technically the first one wasn't a fumble. He was ruled down.
Okay, it wasn't, but still. Yes.
I get it. It wasn't a kneel down, right? I don't have a problem with rolling out to throw the football necessarily if it's Brady, if it's wide open. And if it's not wide open, you just fall down. You know, that's it. You wasted a couple seconds. And at that point, you know, it would be something like, you know, third and 14. You just take a knee. You know, you put two hands. I don't even know why you run the play. You don't need to. You can literally just step back, you know, count to three Mississippi, take a knee. That would waste the same amount of time as handing off to a running back. I mean, it was idiotically stupid. And that might be an oxymoron, but I mean, it was so absurdly dumb, Brady. It's hard to wrap your arms around how stupid that was. And they got away with it. They were extremely lucky. Extremely lucky. And, you know, hats off to the defense. Because Washington, I think, had the ball in scoring distance like 9 times, something like that, yesterday, and they only scored 10 points. So the bend but don't break defense. So hats off to the defense for doing what they did. But, boy, that was a nightmare. An absolute nightmare at the end of that game.
No, no question. Justin Simmons showed up. It was nice to see that. Another situation, though, where pretty much this game is like a one-score game, and you're winning for most part of it. And yet, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon get, 20 carries between the two of them. And I get it. It wasn't really working, but when the defense, it feels like the defense knows what's going to happen with Teddy. They're going to sack him. They're going to go after him. So we say it time and time again, and Shurmur just doesn't want to give these guys much more than 10 carries apiece.
Yeah, well, listen, what do you want me to say here? It's been kind of a mess the whole year. And, you know, with Washington, they had the worst third down defense, the worst scoring defense, the worst passing defense. You know, you got to kind of take what they give you. And sure enough, look what they did. They gave up all sorts of third downs. I think the Broncos were 7 of 13 on third down, and they're converting like third and 18 to Jerry Jeudy. I mean, Washington is pathetic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird game, just top to bottom. But the Broncos get the W, and I thought that might signal, okay, we're going to try to give the whole season a shot. But today indicated not, that they're in more of a rebuild mode. And, man, what a deal, trading Von Miller.
Yeah, it's a crazy deal. Like you said, take some time to think about it, talk about it, whatever. Vaughn's one of the greats. He's part of that story for Broncos country, all of the NFL, really. I mean, he's had a really fun story leading up to that Super Bowl, and I know after the contract, things didn't quite work out for him. But all right, D-Mac, so it's official in your mind. The Von Miller is not a one-off deal. This is rebuild mode. That's what the Broncos are signaling in your mind officially, because I'm looking down at the schedule. And I mean, what, maybe Philly, maybe Detroit? I mean, how many wins are there if you are actually trying to win, that is?
Well, you know, I think the two obvious ones would be Philly, but that Philly just,
right.
I mean, they kind of rolled yesterday. Detroit's obviously terrible. Hey, man, who knows? You know, quarterbacks get injured. Look at the struggles that Dallas had, even though they came up with a win. And who knows how Dak Prescott's really feeling. So on paper, there's probably two more wins left, but, you know, you just never know. You never know. You never know who's going to get hurt and what's going to happen. Do you really believe in the Raiders? I don't, but they're in first place right now, so we'll see. I don't know, man. I think if the Broncos got to 7 wins, it would be pretty amazing, all things considered. And right now, with the deal that they made today, I don't know if I want to get to 7 wins. I think right now, 5, maybe 6 wins. Top 12 pick probably would be okay.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing goes down. D-Mac, I know you guys will have plenty to say about this situation. Vaughn, the Broncos going forward, all that. It's a weird Monday. It should be a victory Monday, but it feels like a lot of losses, really. The way the game ended, Von Miller. But if you can step back and look at the big picture, you know, this was a move for the future, which, you know, Elway didn't seem like he was in that in mindset too often. George Payton maybe saying, hey, you know what? It is what it is. It's time to rebuild. Maybe that's a breath of fresh air for some fans.
Yeah, Brady, I think it is. I think that's how true Broncos fans should look at it. You cannot make big moves unless you have capital. I mean, everybody was screaming, oh, let's get Aaron Rodgers. Well, I mean, okay. But in order to get Aaron Rodgers, you got to have capital. You got to have pieces to be able to deal and trade. So if you want to move up in the draft and draft a quarterback in the first round, you need capital. Brady, this is what successful teams do. This is what the Bills did to get Josh Allen, the Chiefs did to get Patrick Mahomes, to move up from the 20s in a draft position up higher. Now, you know, I don't know who's really in love with Carson Strong or Matt Corral or Malik Willis, but, you know, or Sam Howell, that's kind of the crew that's coming out. But, Brady, you can't choose when you suck. And so that's why when you have the opportunity, that's why, you passed on Justin Fields, you passed on Mac Jones. In 2018, you passed on Josh Allen. I mean, let's learn from those mistakes, right? And if you're going to do the right thing here, make sure you do the right thing on the other side.
Yeah, no question about it. D-Mac, we really appreciate you, man, as always. As far as legends, one of the legends in covering the Broncos for so many years, man, we appreciate you. And, hey, let's catch up again. So we'll talk some Bears a little bit, man. UNC football, right?
You got it. Go Bears.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. That's D-Mac.
Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, dude. You guys know the station he's on. He's a legend. He's a friend of mine. I don't know if we're good friends yet, but we're working on it. No, he's a good dude, and appreciate him giving us some time. 21 minutes after the hour. Von Miller has traded away to the Rams. Do you think the Rams and the Broncos had discussed this last week when Kenny Young was traded to Denver? Maybe that was on the docket. We'll get to it. We got the Dylan McCaffrey Show coming up. The Bears fall just short, but got close. And the Scott Patchen Show coming up. We'll talk about the tough weekend that was for the Colorado State Rams. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.